More Americans are choosing to live in so-called private communities, where homeowners groups provide many of the services once offered by local governments. Researchers in California say these communities are not as divisive as some critics have suggested, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
These days, private communities are just too popular to be all that elitist. Some 50 million Americans live in a private community of one form or another. Research fellow Tracy Gordon of the Public Policy Institute of California says in that state, the communities account for 6 out of every 10 new homes being built.
For a lot of Californians, this is the predominant new form of housing, and they're not all the stereotypical enclaves for the rich that we would think that these communities might be.
Gordon says residents of private communities are, on average, richer, older, and whiter than the general population, but the communities are also home to many middle-income residents, and they play a relatively small role in racial segregation. Gordon says because the private homeowners associations provide services like trash pickup and security, they ease the burden on cash-strapped local governments.
The question is whether, if people are receiving these services privately, that leads them to pull away from other aspects of public life.
Some critics have labeled this concern secession of the successful. But after looking at voting patterns, Gordon says there's no evidence that residents of private communities have withdrawn from civic life. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.